September 28, 1928. One who lives in the divine will can form light. Each truth about it contains a happiness distinct from the others. My abandonment in the divine fiat is continuous. It seems to me that it does not leave me even for one instant. And I feel its light within me and over me, its creative force, its life which, while being in me, always has something to give me. And what does it give me? It gives me ever new light, new creative force, new growth of its very life. In such a way that I feel like a sponge soaked with divine will. And even though my sweet Jesus keeps me almost deprived of his adorable presence, or, at most, with a few fleeting flashes of him, the light of his divine fiat never leaves me. And if my poor heart feels it is about to be drowned because of the pain of being without him, the light of the fiat darts through me more strongly and eclipses my pain. And as I feel inseparable from it, it makes me follow its divine acts. So, while I was following the acts of the divine volition, my beloved and highest good, Jesus, coming out from within the light of his fiat, told me, "My daughter, as the soul places herself in the act of doing her act in my divine will, she places herself within the source of its light, and forms her own light. If you knew what it means to be able to form light, what glory, what honor for the creature to acquire the virtue of being able to form light. To no one is it given to be able to form light, only to one who lives in my divine will. In fact, my will nourishes the soul with light, and she, feeding on light, acquires the gift and the natural property of forming light. Oh, how delightful it is for us to see that the creature, within the source of our light, forms her own, to give it to us and say, 'Adorable Majesty, eternal light you are, and light you give me. And I bring you my little light as the greatest homage, the most intense love, which, squeezing the sponge of my little being soaked with your light, forms my light for you, to give it to you.' So, many beautiful scenes of light form between the soul and God, with the harmony of all the colors that light possesses. What does light not possess? It possesses colors, sweetnesses, fragrances, flavors of all kinds. And so the scenes alternate, one more beautiful than the other. Here is how the living in my divine fire calls again within itself the beginning of creation, and repeats for us the joys and the feasts of the beginning of it. The creature enters our order, into our acts, and gives us joys and happinesses. And we keep impressing our likeness upon her forehead. After this, I was continuing my acts in the divine volition, and my sweet Jesus added, 'My daughter, great graces have I given to you and, through you, to the whole world by manifesting to you so many truths about my divine will. In fact, not only are my truths divine lives which my highest goodness puts out, belocating its life for as many truths as it manifests, but each of these lives contains a happiness distinct from the others, to be communicated to creatures, and a glory, different from the others, which the creatures can give to the one who has manifested it. However, these happinesses will be communicated to the creatures when they come to know these truths. They are like as many queens, each possessing extensive properties, distinct from one another, and they are waiting for the peoples to know that these queens exist, which contain their properties, and yearn and want to enrich and make happy the ones for whom they were delivered from our divine womb. If you knew how suffocated our love remains, after having released so many happinesses from our paternal womb, for as many truths as we have manifested, in seeing that the creatures do not enjoy these feasts, nor give us the glory which they should give us, because they ignore such a great good, and only because they do not want to occupy themselves with making known a good, and grace is so great. This is a sorrow for us which you cannot comprehend. Therefore, pray, pray incessantly that my divine will be known and reign in the midst of creatures, so that, as Father, I may break the bread of happiness for my children.